We're going to help you through the stress of the holiday season that is upon us this week. Days from now, hopefully you'll be sitting around the table with folks close to you, but we do so at risk of great peril as everybody, you know, comes together. Start the conversation around the table. Somebody, all it takes is one. I don't know how anybody could vote for Trump again or COVID was a myth or whatever you want. We're not mad. We're not vaxxed. We're not. All of that stuff. It can be an absolute minefield. And to help us all keep the peace, psychotherapist Anita Astley is in studio with us today. She's also got a new book out in December. It's called Ungood Your Life and Relationships. Outstanding title, Anita.
Thank you.
So folks should know you've lived and worked all over the world, but you practice out of Brookfield now. So great to have you with us in studio.
Thank you.
I do want to talk about the dinner conversation in a moment. But one of the things that stresses me out most about Thanksgiving or any of the holidays is just how much pressure we feel to make it right for everyone else, whether it's trying to please mom and dad and what they remember from the holidays, or like where Eric and I are with kids, you know, like we want it to be great for them,
yes,
but we also have our parents and family. It's just the stress that
it's
comes
a lot
down
to juggle.
A few days.
It's a lot to juggle, and I would start off by thinking about the needs and expectations. You are not going to make everyone happy at the table or at
I'm
your
not.
Party, so you got to just think about realistic needs and expectations that you can set for everyone. And base it also on yourself. You have to practice some self-compassion. You're not a robot. You're not a machine. If you're hosting it, get your family involved. Get everyone to help out. And also ask other people to bring stuff. It should not all fall upon you. Now, lately I've been hearing from couples who come in, individuals who come in, I got to do everything. You don't have to, but they're afraid to reach out to their mother-in-law, to whoever's coming to say, hey, can you bring a dish? Can you help me out? Do that. Ask for help. You don't have to do this all by yourself. You're not the only one eating and drinking, right?
No, you're not. So do you recommend setting ground rules, you know,
yes,
like a sort of preemptive,
yes,
strike in the email? This is what we're talking about. This is what we're not talking about in here, or what?
One of the things I would encourage everyone to do, you know, is be very direct. And I know that some people have a lot of difficulty being direct and confrontational. I don't. Years of practice, I don't have that problem.
Good.
I would put it on the invite to say, hey, we are going to have a politically free dinner table. But some people do. They try to have fun with it. So people who are uncomfortable with being so direct and confrontational, set aside a room. You could say, you know, you want to talk about politics? Go to the front rooms. That's the political space. Go there. But at the table, there will be no talking about Trump, Biden, anything like that. We're going to talk about things that make us happy, things that make us feel good. Now, I want to share what we used to do during holidays when I had Thanksgiving at my house, whatever. It was a total, oh my God, so much conflict, so much tension.
Yeah.
I never wanted to sit in front of my dad, had a conflicted relationship with him. We'll say that for another time.
Anyway, it's in the book.
Years later, I learned to have like a little jingle when he would upset me. I would just say something like, happy holidays. And then now, literally, we laugh about it. Anytime there's some tension percolating, guess what we do? We chime in with that stuff, and everybody knows it's time to change the conversation,
cool,
or be quiet, or go have another drink.
Right. Reset.
All of those things.
Reset.
So that's so much better than like the passive aggression that you always seem to see and experience sometimes around the table.
Well, we're probably going to see more of that.
Yeah.
It's not gone away. It's always passive aggressive people are part of our life, sadly. But we don't have to engage in their passive aggressive behavior. What we can do is deflect. Deflection is an amazing thing. Now, throughout the year, I tell people, don't deflect, don't suppress. But during the holidays, I tell people to do the opposite of what I tell them year round. Suppress, suppress, suppress. Deflect, deflect, deflect. And deflection really is, if we're talking about that, and yeah, I think you're being passive aggressive, I'm going to say, hey, I think there needs help. I got to get something from the kitchen. Excuse
out.
Me. Just be very polite. Don't be rude. And suppress. We don't want to say what we think and feel at the Thanksgiving table or in that room. Suppress that stuff. It's the only time I'm going to tell you to suppress it. But guess what? There's a function. That's not the time. That's not the place to sort out your issues you have with somebody in the room. It's not. Don't ruin it for yourself, for other people, and especially the guest. Yeah. The guest does not want to be part of this. They did not put all that effort forward, so you can ruin it.
Suppress and survive. You can use
suppress
that.
And survive and deflect.
One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because it's so interesting in your book, something you labeled the emotional footprint. We all have one. We bring to every relationship certain baggage of who we are. So step one is kind of recognizing that and then understanding it colors the way that we all see the world, right?
Absolutely. So one of the things before everyone comes to the Thanksgiving table, you need to engage in some introspection leading to some self-awareness. And, you know, I've lived a long life. I know what some of my triggers are. But if you're a person who doesn't really think about what's going on inside of you, you need to start doing that before you have people come into your house. Then you're going to be aware of what your triggers are, what your imprint is, and what's going to set you off. And once you're aware of that, then guess what? You can take control of that. Because people often say to me, it's not my fault. Yes, it is. How you react to somebody's actions, physically or verbally, is under your control. So control your reaction. Do not be reactive at the table or any party that you're at. Think about what you're going to do. Think about what you're going to say. And you can only do that when you know yourself from the inside out.
Are you taking new clients today at 6:58?
Not before Thanksgiving, because okay. It's enough.
But we'll come see you after. Anita Astley, the book is available December 6th. You can pre-order on Amazon, and it's called Uncoot Your Life and Relationships. Really valuable advice. Thanks so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.